The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be writing season 18, episode 46. We're back to basics and talking about tools.
But I should be writing. I should be working on my
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is the podcast for wannabe fiction writers, and I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And I am going back to, if you're catching the difference in this podcast, we are recording, I don't know why I say we, it's like I'm a royal person. I am recording this separately from the live stream to make it cleaner and friendlier to those of you who don't get a chance to watch the live stream. If you want to listen to the live stream, you can check it out at twitch.tv/mightymer, where you can watch the video for the next 2 weeks. This one was recorded on July 12th. Or you can support at Patreon, patreon.com/mightymer. And get access to all the archives, including extended episodes and early episodes of all my podcasts. Most of my podcasts. Yeah. When I do live interviews, all of that content gets uploaded to both the regular feed and the Patreon feed. So that's how I'm changing things up. But if you don't know me, my name is Mer Lafferty. I think I just turned in my 8th book. My 7th book is coming out in October. I've been doing this podcast since 2005 when I hadn't sold any stories at all. And I've just been chronicling what I've learned along the way. And that's what this podcast is about. Lately, I've been trying to go back to basics in case there are any new audience members who want a chance to see what's going on. Overall, I've talked about this stuff before. You probably have heard it. But in case you haven't, hopefully you'll get a sense of the basics. And in case you have, maybe I'll just entertain you. Because I'm that kind of person. I'm entertaining. I'm having a bit of a day right now. I have ADHD. Diagnosed. That's the word I'm looking for. Diagnosed as an adult. So I'm still trying to figure out all the things that I do that I thought were just weird in reference to me, happen to deal with my brain chemistry with ADHD. And one of them is when you get a plan in your head and the plan changes, you can freeze or get really upset. And I realized I'd overbooked my day and I started shuffling things around and canceling things in order to fit one big thing. And then, that one big thing got canceled and suddenly I just froze. I just got like deer in headlights. I'm currently using Focusmates. I joined this week. I am not sponsored. And I've done co-working with people before, but it's always been kind of, I'll try to show up around this time if I can, blah, blah, blah. But very much like Twitch is keeping me consistent with the podcasts, Focusmate is making me more reliable with regards to co-working. When I have a date with a veritable stranger, I'm more likely to show up. And because, you know, I don't want to get a bad reputation and have nobody want to co-work with me. And that is one of the actions on Focusmates. And it's got a lot of tools in place to keep you safe. Reporting, it's got a lot of strict rules about chatting and asking for personal information, etc. And I'm enjoying it. I did like two co-working things and then decided to pay for the pro, which is $5. Again, I'm not sponsored, but if co-working sounds like something that you would benefit from, check it out. And if you do, I can put my my calendar in the show notes. In fact, I'll do that anyway. I'll just put my calendar in the show notes if you want to do a co-working thing with me. See if our schedules coincide. So I like to talk about good news in the podcast. I don't have any. I guess my good news is this week I started focusing on writing again. I'm not really sure what I did last week. It's kind of scary sometimes how you blink and days are gone. And even though you say, like, writing is the most important thing that I do, I often get to the problem where I will try to, because it's the most important thing, I'll try to clear my plate of everything else so I can write without any distractions or thinking that I need to get something else done. And then, of course, I either waste all my time or tire myself out doing all the other stuff and don't write. So I'm trying to get back to writing first thing. And this week I've worked on a novella, a short story, and an audio script. And while all of that felt good, I am, I'm not sure where the audio script is going, and I don't like that. I am a discovery writer, so I'm hoping if I just keep writing things, it will reveal itself to me. It's a very, build your wings after you throw yourself off the side of the cliff kind of way of doing it, but it usually works for me, this discovery writing type thing. But my good news is I am starting to write this week, and now the dog is barking. All right, dog no longer barking. Dog isn't here begging for another treat. And as for Team Rejection 2022 is, if you are a writer and you get rejected, then you're a working writer. It's part of the job. It sucks, but we try to celebrate it because it does mean you're working. If you were taking a martial arts class and you got punched, you wouldn't think, oh no, I'm a terrible martial artist. You would think, okay, that hurt, but that's going to happen. As I get better, I will not get punched. Think about it the same way. So that is why we like to celebrate rejections, and also because it does suck. I'm not kidding myself. I'm not lying to you. But, you know, are we going to suffer? Are we just going to be depressed because it sucks? Or are we going to try to find the bright side? And the bright side is, if you get rejected, that means you're at least, you're doing the job. And that's great. Currently, I do tally the rejections live. And so our current team rejection count is 221 for 2022. So we've had some new rejections. Congratulations, everybody who's been rejected. If you want me to read your rejections on the show, even if you don't want your name said, you don't have to. I will be happy to add you to the count and tell you congratulations, you're a working writer, you're doing the job. And the more you get used to being rejected, the better you'll take it. And the more you'll learn. And that's what we're trying to do. Learn how to be pro writers, right? But if you have other good news, you have good news like sales you want to tell me, or finishing your first book, or your second book, or your 35th book. It's still a big deal. Let me know. Send to me good news in the subject line. While we're talking about the subject line, we have a little bit more time before the giveaway of Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi, which is, I'm going to do that drawing on the 20th of July, which is next Wednesday for me. So if you want to enter that, that's just send it to me saying you want to be entered into the giveaway. Note, you do not have to be a Patreon supporter or a Twitch supporter. You don't have to have given me any money at all to enter. And I think that's all the housekeeping news. I was going to talk about tools. Here's where I show my age a little bit. when I was a kid deciding I wanted to be a writer, my parents, I don't know if they already had it and weren't using it or if they got it for me. I think they already had it. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. But they gave me a Brother word processor. Now, back in the Stone Age, the word processors were a thing, but they weren't, it was basically an electric typewriter with a screen about 2 inches high. That might even be, I might be giving, be generous here with the estimation of how high the screen was. And what you did was you wrote out your entire line. And then when you reach the end of the line, and the line shows up on the screen. And you can go back and forth and edit just like you can on a computer these days. But when it got to the end of this line, you hit return, and then the typewriter would write the whole line out really fast. So that is what I started on. And so I wanted to talk about, it's terrifying right now if you think about everything at our disposal and how people are still choosing to be ignorant about a lot of stuff. We have a lot of information available to us for free. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm speaking from a point of privilege. If you have access to a computer and the internet, it's free. And along the same lines, we have never had more ways to write than we do right now. So I'm going to go over a couple of them, just in case you haven't thought about them, because you're probably thinking about your laptop or your desktop. And yes, those are great. Laptops are great when you to go to a library or a coffee shop in times when you're not worried about a pandemic. Desktops are great because it forces you to stay in the same place and not go somewhere where you might be distracted or buy a expensive coffee drink to spill on your keyboard. You can make a cheap coffee drink at home and spill it on your keyboard, but that's all you. But beyond that, there are people like Valerie Valdez and Peter V. Brett who have written books, or at least scenes, on their phone. Valerie told me she writes in traffic. Or she wrote in traffic when she had a day job that required commuting. So she writes in traffic, and Peter V. Brett would write on his subway ride, his subway commute. Just type it out on the phone. And when I was doing the magic spreadsheet, which I'll get to in a little bit, I forgot to talk about the magic spreadsheet on the stream. I'm sorry about that. If anybody's listening to this again. But the magic spreadsheet was a spreadsheet a friend of mine designed that gave you points for consistency, not necessarily word count. If you wrote 250 words a day, every day, you would get more and more points based on how consistent you were, whereas if you wrote 2,000 words every other day, you would actually get fewer points because we were working on building a writing habit. Aside, you do not have to write every day to be a writer, but it's a good habit for people to get into if you can. So when I was doing the magic spreadsheet, there were times I would try to get my 250 words on my phone when I had absolutely no other option. But overall, I've not done a lot of writing on the phone. But I do have an excellent Bluetooth keyboard that attaches to my tablet, and it actually holds, it's got little holdy things, that's the official title of it. It's got official, it's got these brackets that hold the tablet, so it actually, at first glance, looks like a laptop. And I think Apple has an official keyboard that goes with the iPad that does the same thing, only it's much more expensive than the one I bought. And I remember not a long time ago. Here's another aside. My ADHD meds ran out last week, and I have gone all week without them because I was waiting for the pharmacy to tell me they were in, and they didn't. And so I got them, and so it's been a long time since I've taken them. And so I'm a little high strung today because it's affecting me more because I haven't had one in a while. So I apologize for that. But the first time I tried to get a Bluetooth keyboard and attach it to a phone or a tablet, it was really dodgy and failed to keep a consistent connection. But the technology has gotten so much better now that right now, if I just start typing on the keyboard will wake up and immediately connect to my tablet. And that's pretty cool. So you can do that. I'm going to talk about notebooks and pens here. Obviously, they're good writing tools. Obviously, a lot of people prefer them, and they'll do their second draft on the computer. But as somebody with a bad addiction to buying pretty books and buying pretty pens, I just want to warn you, buy one book and don't make it a pretty one. If you want, you know, make it a solid one, make it a high quality one, but I've noticed the prettier the book is, the less likely I am to write in it because my handwriting's terrible and I don't want to look at my chicken scratch in a pretty book. A book like that deserves good handwriting and a good story, and I do not feel worthy of doing it. A legal pad I can use. So, yes, blank books are great if you use them. If you don't use them, don't buy another one. Go out and buy yourself a notebook of some sort, but go buy yourself a legal pad. Don't fall into the trap. I'm looking at my stack of unused books right now, and it's awful. So, talking about software, I want to start with the Magic Spreadsheet because it was something we had, God, I guess it was 2014, I guess, that Tony made it, my friend Tony Pascali. And it has since been reawakened or reimagined by some people in the Patreon Discord. And it's... I just realized I haven't asked their permission if I could give it to the general public yet. So I'll have to see. If you see the link in the show notes, then it'll be there. But I realized it's not technically mine, so I shouldn't invite people to it. But anyway, it is designed to where you can put your name in, you put your word count in, and you start gaining points. When you break your streak, you start over at zero again. I had the longest streak of the Magic Spreadsheet when it started back in 2014, I guess, but now it's like I can't keep a steady pace right now because I'm working on a number of different projects, but it's still pretty cool. Also, I enjoy For the Words. That's numeral 4, THEWORDS. It is an RPG role-playing game where you make your avatar, and then you say, I want to, you go in, it's like a fantasy role-playing game where you choose a monster, and this monster, say, has, you have to write 250 words in 30 minutes. And you have to write in the browser, that's the only thing I don't like, but it makes sense. You have to write in the browser, and you write in the browser, and once you hit your 250 words before the timer runs out, then you kill the monster. It drops loot. You decide if you want to do anything with the loot or sell the loot, and you find another monster. And it's strangely, it works for me. I don't know why I use it more. I think I know. I just went back on myself. I think I know why I don't use it more, and it's because you have to write in the browser, and I don't like that. I would rather write in Scrivener, and that's my segue to Scrivener. By the way, I am not endorsed by any or sponsored by any of these things that I'm mentioning here. This is just the stuff that I use or I know about. So Scrivener is a word processor that's specifically for writers. I think you can find it at literatureandlatte.com. And I don't know if you know this, but Word is not meant for novelists. If you've ever tried to load, say, a 125,000 word document, Word doesn't like that. It takes a while to load. It stutters. If you try to find something, like you don't know specifically the word you're looking for, so you can't find and use the find option, or there's maybe too many of that word and you just have to like look for that thing that you think is in a middle chapter. Scrolling is not friendly either once you have a certain number of words. Scrivener is based, you can write scenes by themselves or chapters by themselves. You can move the chapters up or scenes around, which is really good once you're worrying about the structure of your book, usually on edit pass. And by you, I mean me. I know a lot of people who use it. I think it's better for the Mac than for the PC or iOS. I don't know how it is on Android, or even if it is on Android, but I can endorse it for the Mac because it's quite good and it just keeps getting better. And what the most exciting thing I found out recently is that it keeps a history. So if you're not writing down how many words you do a day, it is. But it also only does your words in that specific project. So once I was done with my book and I started a new novella project, suddenly, like, my history wasn't changing and I had to figure out why. And I realized the history was now being tracked in the other thing I was writing. So I had to open up all these files and look at the history to get my word count down. But I'm trying to keep a better track of my word count this year. In fact, I just caught up with July. I'm checking my word count now. I've really only written this week in July, so my July word count's only 5,605 words, but my total for 2022 is 126,522 words, which I'm pretty proud of. I keep that spreadsheet on Google Drive, which is where I want to talk again. You can, if you want something that's like a computer, but you can't afford a computer, or you want a portable something, and you can't afford a computer or even a tablet, Chromebooks are quite affordable. And Chromebooks, if you don't know, they look like little computers, but really they're just devices to get you on the internet to use the Chrome browser. And anything the Chrome browser can do, the Chromebook can do. So with Chrome, you can access any number of web tools, such as For the Words, or actually, I don't know if you could actually surf the web. I think you can. Yeah, you can. But mainly, I used it when I had one, I used it for Google Docs and everything, all the other free Google software. And that turned out to be useful. We have discussed in the Discord that for some reason accessing Google Docs on mobile will not allow you to save to RTF. So you need to save it in whatever format you're writing in, or maybe it won't let you save to doc. Anyway, somebody was having trouble with Google Docs and realized, and because they were only writing on their tablet, they were frustrated and it looks like they had to save and then access the file on their desktop or laptop and then export it as a doc or RTF that way. So that's one downside that you need to be aware of if this is your only way you're going to be accessing your writing. Mac's native word processor is Pages. I don't use it. I know some people who swear by it. I don't use it, so your mileage may vary. If you have a Mac and you use Pages, more power to you. If you're new to Mac and you want to use Pages, I'm sure you can find a tutorial online because I'm not your gal. And lastly, the tool at your disposal is the internet. you know, writers over, say, 50 do like to remind people if they're complaining about, well, anything, that we used to have to go to libraries to get all this information. And we used to have to check out big fat books and carry them home and try to find what we were looking for. And now you can see the most recent update from the telescope, the James Watt telescope, James Webb telescope that just went out or just started sending pictures back that are amazing. Yeah, entering middle age, I'm starting to think, wow, things have changed since I was a child, haven't they? Sorry, my birthday's in a week and a half, and I'm getting reflective. But that's all the time we have for this episode of I Should Be Writing. If you would like to see this show live streamed, check me out at twitch.tv/mightymur Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. I'll be talking about pretty much the same thing I talk about here, just there's a chat, there's interaction with people, and it turns out to be a little bit more fun and a little less focused. There's good points and bad points to both. If you want to see my past episodes up to 50, well, then you can subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts, and you can see my last 50 episodes. And if you would like all the episodes before the last 50, say anytime before 2021, and that's a lot, then you can support at Patreon, patreon.com/mightymur, where you can get access to the Discord, where we have an excellent writing community. You can get access to all the archives. You can get access to our semi-weekly workshop called Kick in the Pants, where I send out a prompt and people do just 30 minutes of writing, and then we meet and talk about it. And I have a new book coming out. It is called Station Eternity. It is Murder, She Wrote in Space. And it's available on October 4th. You can pre-order it now, and boy, I would love it if you would. I really would, because it looks really good to have a lot of pre-orders, and I hope people pick it up and like it. You can order it anywhere you order your books, or you can order from Flyleaf Books, which is my local bookstore, and you'll get it signed, which I recommend because I love Flyleaf Books. So you'll see that link in the show notes, or you can search for Flyleaf Books and Chapel Hill and Mer Lafferty, and you'll probably find it, because the internet is a wonderful thing. I'll be back with episode 47 shortly, in a couple of days, where we're going to be talking about inspirations. So hug your loved ones, wear your mask, take care of yourself, because you should be writing.
I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching the doctor. Watching Doctor Who.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.